So I want to talk a little bit about the issue of using EGFR TKI, specifically erlotinib, in wild-type disease, and where, if at all, the VeriStrat assay might fit in. And Dave, maybe you can present your 82-year-old man.
Okay, so this is an 82-year-old who presented with bilateral lung cancer, EGFR, KRAS, and ALK negative, and he was felt not to be a candidate for doublet chemotherapy, so he was treated first line with single-agent pemetrexed and received quite a benefit from that and tolerated it for 18 cycles. He received a little radiation to a progressing lesion, and so he had progressive disease in surveillance after the radiation, and we were looking for what to treat him with next. And again, he's in his mid-80s by now, and we sent a VeriStrat test, which was good, and he was started on erlotinib and has had at least a rest of his progression. He had clear progressive disease before starting, and then he's now been stable on it for another 6 months.
And in a second, I'll ask you to talk about the Lancet paper looking at the PROS study evaluating this. But Corey, any thoughts about this case and about the use of erlotinib in wild-type disease and whether or not, in your practice, the VeriStrat assay is something you ever use?
So we have to remember back that erlotinib's original approval was in the broad population, essentially mostly unselected patients, most of whom in retrospect were wild type. Granted, it was a straw man control, it was a placebo control in the second and third line setting, something we'd never do in actual clinical practice. But it did show a survival advantage, it showed a PFS advantage, it showed a response advantage, it showed those advantages in squamous cell smokers, males. So I do use it, not commonly, but on occasion, and I have in the last 6 to 12 months, probably in about 8 to 10 patients, used the VeriStrat test to determine who I will not use it on, because I think it basically tells us where chemo might be better. It doesn't tell us where erlotinib is superior.
And just kind of curious, if it had been VeriStrat poor, what would you have done in this man?
I think decided between palliative care, another single agent, paclitaxel or something at that point.
So Jeff, what about this question of EGFR TKI in wild-type disease and the issue of the VeriStrat test?
I'm more likely to use an IV weekly chemo in a patient like that, where I actually have the chance of a real response. And, there are a lot of toxicities are real in an elderly patient, and this trial does not tell me that there's a population where erlotinib's better. It merely says it's a toss-up. And I don't find that I have a lot of patients who are saying, "No, please, I want a pill that will give me rash and diarrhea." They want a drug that's going to give them the best chance of benefit, or they want to not get treatment and just, be on supportive care.
Mark, what are your thoughts about this? And what about the younger patient? Again, do you use erlotinib in wild-type disease, and do you use the VeriStrat?
I don't, and I don't. However, I think the test should be used, actually, for those physicians like Corey that feels that it's helpful. I think it's helpful in getting the drug to the right person, or at least helps you along that way. So I think the test should be used for those situations. I agree with Jeff. I tend to go with chemotherapy personally, but I think the test should be around for those people like Corey that choose to treat wild-type patients with erlotinib.
Anne?
So I actually do still treat wild type with erlotinib. I actually will on occasion give erlotinib maintenance in squamous cell after 4 cycles of cisplatin docetaxel if they've had a nice response. I think sometimes you can stabilize their disease for longer periods of time. Do I use VeriStrat? No, mostly because I'm at MD Anderson, we usually have a lot of other competing research studies. But do I think it should be used by people? Absolutely. I think there's quite a few people who find it helpful.
What about afatinib, Anne, in wild-type disease?
I haven't done that.
Do we know anything about it? Are there any data, Jeff, out there?
There was a randomized trial in squams of afatinib versus erlotinib, which showed slightly more favorable data. The question is erlotinib a standard regimen for squams, or would you rather use a mild weekly chemo? It's if we think of erlotinib as a slightly dirty drug, afatinib is an even dirtier drug, hitting a number more targets, and maybe that makes it a little more active. But for my practice, since I don't use erlotinib in these patients, it doesn't really move the bar.
Just one comment too, though. There was recently a trial at Lancet Oncology from the Canadian trial that was Daco versus erlotinib. The one interesting thing they did show there, getting back to genotyping, in the KRAS mutant population, just like in BR21, the KRAS mutants had an inferior survival getting erlotinib.
Why do you think that is? Just because they weren't getting chemo?
Of course, because they're not getting chemo. No, I don't have an explanation for it, though. Why on earth would you give a targeted therapy to people without the target would be my answer. We could give them tamoxifen, too, I think.